Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kevin, somebody texted in, and evidently, yes, dolphin coinage was a real thing back in the day, early Greek times.
Nope, I said America.
What if you walked into a place of business and tried to pay with dolphin coinage? Like, let's say you're patronaging a adult dance club. Where there are exotic dancers on the stage and you try to pay in dolphin coins, do you think they would accept the dolphin coins?
Probably for some other reason.
Yes.
Okay. Well, as you know, James Harden has he's paid a lot of non-dolphin coins, actual Benjamins, if you will, in order to get his jersey hung up in an adult dance club, Kevin.
Right.
And that kind of got us talking off-air, a little on-air, too, about where we think our jersey would be retired. Now, I don't have a jersey with my name on it, but I assume that it would be...
Maybe you will in a week.
What's going to happen in a week?
Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Is that what you want? Do you want a jersey with your name on the back?
No, I'm saying maybe I got you that.
Oh, okay.
I didn't take it back. Oh! Yes, I would like to return this custom majors jersey.
Maybe some other majors would like it.
Mm-hmm.
What number would you put on it?
69.
Nice.
Of course you would.
Come on. Was that even a real question? Have you heard this show?
From the 214, would you say the dolphin coins have no porpoise?
I would.
This is the stupidest show and audience in radio. No, I know. I'm saying you guys are stupid too. I mean, that's why you listen, and I appreciate that.
I was thinking about this, and I haven't quite figured out where my jersey would hang. Like, where do I spend most of my time, my money, my livelihood? What are my interests? And I spend a lot of time at home with the kids. So can I just hang it in my living room?
That's a dumb answer.
Right?
Mine.
I don't appreciate that.
It's a dumb answer, dude. Just a cop-out answer. Come on. Say something that makes you look bad.
Don't go anywhere.
Say something that makes you look bad. That's the point of this.
Okay.
So mine.
At my grandma's house.
Come on. Okay, because she likes backdoor friends.
I mean, that's a thing.
She has a sign up that says backdoor friends are the best.
Hot. Mine would be retired at the Pizza Hut Wing Street off of Beltline and Garland.
What?
All right. Now, I moved a couple of years ago, and now I'm not allowed to have pizza. But before that, I am convinced that I single-handedly kept that Pizza Hut Wing Street in business.
Oh, really?
Especially when they're like, yeah, you can get any kind of pizza you want for $10. And I'm like, oh, my God, that meat lover's stuffed crust, unfreaking believable. Their wings were good, too. I kept that place in business. My jersey would be retired. A big jersey would be retired at the Pizza Hut off of Beltline.
Did you go
in
into that place or did you just order it online?
All right.
Or not even, I guess on phone.
I ordered it online, but something you also know about me is I can be a very frugal person, and there is no chance that I was going to pay that delivery fee when the Pizza Hut was right down the street from where I lived. So I would get in the car, pajamas or whatever, and I would go so I could avoid paying like the extra $5.
Also, you're double paying because there's the delivery fee and you should probably tip the guy.
Exactly. I'm not paying that.
Tip your pizza drivers, Kevin, America does.
I do now, but that's because I won all those Papa John's things. And so I get the pizza for free.
That's right.
And I'd be like, here's $5.
Kevin bid on a phenomenal koala bear painting.
I never posted the picture. I put it up in the house already.
Yeah. Awesome. He bid on that. And he also got a bunch of, he got some 190 smoked meats.
Although somebody did point out to me, it was probably a poor decision on my part to bid for food items. And so someone made a suggestion that I should give away a couple of those Papa John's coupons.
You can gift those.
With every Christmas present I give
away. Yeah, you can totally gift those, man. Yeah.
That's a good thing.
I think I have a sum of money to give away.
That's not what I got you.
Guys. Oh, okay. Yeah, if you gave those to me.
You'd be like, oh, thanks a lot, jerk.
Dude.
So yeah, that's my retired jersey.
All right, Colby, where would your jersey be retired?
Because
now I actually have a place.
Because I actually
good.
I end up at different liquor stores all the time because I'm always running around the Metroplex, so I don't end up at the same one. But I start out my day in the same spot every work day.
Weatherford?
No. Every work day, it's the Whataburger on Roof Snow.
Oh yeah, with Flo?
No, it's Marlowe. Get it right.
Marlowe.
I walk in and she already knows what my order is. She's already
like, Colby, I got your stuff for you.
Does she have a big hairy wart?
No, she does not. No, she does not.
Okay.
What's up, hon? I got your food.
Hands me my coffee or hands me my coffee cup and it's already got the order punched in. Mm-hmm. And then I slide my card as 513 every time I go. That's so I already know the amount I'm paying. If I had cash, I'd just lay down $5.13.
Does she give you a kiss when you leave?
No, she's like, bye, Colby.
All right.
Yeah. But
do you think if society was different, she would be like,
what do you mean by society being different?
Dude, I don't know. Because she's like an 80-year-old woman, is the way I picture it.
How old do you think she is?
I would imagine in her mid-40s. Mm-hmm.
Mid-40s?
Her name's Marlo.
You're 40.
I mean, I am 40.
I mean, that's
not she's in her mid-40s. That's not that much of a difference.
That's
Colby.
Not really what
What's
I'm...
What's up?
Not...
Let me ask you
like
this.
The color orange?
Okay.
I mean,
what?
Where do you think I got this cup this morning?
Okay. She's not attractive, is what you're saying.
I mean, what are you doing?
But what if...
just pointed out the exact spot that
hold
she works
on.
At.
Oh. You were going to hook up with that old 75-year-old lady because you thought she might get you a car.
Right.
Would you hook up with Marlo if it meant free Whataburger for life?
Dude, do you have the Whataburger app? Evidently,
Sparkman
you get free
would.
Stuff.
Yes, you do get free stuff.
No, but you get all free stuff. Whatever your order is and whatever else you want for free forever.
All you have to do.
We're talking about just one
lady.
Time?
Nope.
For
no.
a year.
You gotta do it for
long.
A year.
You gotta be in a relationship with her for 3 months.
No.
Dude, we already determined you'll do it. We just need to figure out where it's at.
No.
A month.
Mm-mm.
You wouldn't do her for a month for free Whataburger forever?
No.
Forever, dude. Man. You know how much money you're saving?
She also works part-time.
It's $5.13 a day.
TX Whiskey. And you also get free whiskey for the rest of your life.
All right.
But now it's back up to a year.
Oof.
Oh, dang.
Whiskey for
life,
I mean.
You could have a whiskey fountain in your house.
Okay, in for the whiskey fountain. Let's
and you go. Have to watch The Notebook with her once a month.
Why are you keep raising it?
How bad do you want this whiskey fountain?
Yeah, man.
Maybe.
Oh, wow, man.
All
right, let's make this happen, Kevin.
From the 254, oh my God, I delivered to that store, that Pizza Hut. I get paid based on how many cases they buy. I noticed a decline in business. Thanks for dropping my pay, Kevin.
From the 817, there were at least 4 applauses during my Star Wars viewing tonight. Did you have any applauses during
yours? Oh, yeah. First
really?
Of all, oh, yeah. And
no.
This, no. No,
no,
no. This will be spoiler-free. I had people fighting with their lightsabers beforehand.
I mean,
and then when the logo hit, everyone lost their mind, and there were several other parts where people lost their mind.
In the middle of the movie, I can't wait for somebody to be like, beat me up, Scotty. All right.
How are you going to troll a movie you're going to see?
From the 214. Nope, from the 469. I'm one of 6 Americans suffering from hunger. I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a Popeye Jones pizza.
Okay, we have that commercial. It's just devastating because they're be like, you may see me.
Papa John's.
You may look at me and think I'm normal, but what you don't know is I'm 1 in 6 Americans suffering from hunger. Like, it's such a devastating thing they drop on you.
All right, so... The place that
you come up with a better
the
place
that my jersey would be hanging is no longer there, but the building is still there.
Sportatorium?
Not the Sportatorium.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure that I drank more whiskey at the Bennigan's off Northwest Highway and 635
yes!
than anybody's ever drank. Because
real quick, over under, how many different places has that become since then? I'm going to put it at 9.
Three? Oh, really?
No, it's been way more than that.
It was a China buffet. I think it's been like 2 different China buffets.
And then it was a seafood place. It was like an Indian food place. Because I hit that place to go to 635 is on my way home when I'm in another part of Garland. So I see it all the time. Yes, that Bennigan's was awesome.
So it was Bennigan's for a long time, and there was a stretch where I was working it on the border. I mean, my jersey could go up and on the border, too. It was on the border in Garland, and I worked there for a very, very, like, I was 16, and I worked there on and off until I was, like, 22. You know, if I needed to pick up some business, I could go back there anytime and make some cash. So, so that would be that. And then, but yeah, the Bennigan's, because I would go there and I hooked up with probably 4 of their bartenders.
Now, Corey, I don't understand what you mean by that.
That's a math problem.
Because you have
here.
Told us numerous occasions that your wife is the one and only person you've ever hooked up with.
All right. So one of the bartenders that I hooked up with, I guess I never really finished.
What?
What does this mean? Wait, what?
Remember the story where Adrian barged in and stopped
the herpes
it?
Girl? Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't think I was supposed to say that. What time's that real life alert?
God.
It's 10:13.
Dude, that girl knows she has herpes. I didn't say who it was. I know I'm not going to make this better. All I know is that someone who was not you or that girl knew that she probably had herpes. So if they knew, a lot of people probably knew. We didn't say her name. It's not libel.
So her name's not libel.
Don't say her name. I don't know what it is.
Anyway.
Which is probably for the best, or I'd blurt it out like a moron.
So.
I'm sorry. Was that not the point of that story?
So Bennigan's would have been the place for me.
Whoo! From the 817, wherever they make Keystone. I like that one. This one's funny. From the 469, I would hang mine at the Chuck E. Cheese redemption counter so a kid thinks he can win a real jersey. Oh, that's just mean. That's just mean.
That would be funny, though.
From the 469, Waffle House or Liquor Depot. From the 682, EA, Blizzard, or the Sony headquarters. Ooh, that's nice.
Reggie, is there a place that you frequent?
I mean, it's not a physical place. I guess if you wanted to create a physical place, it'd be 1355 Market Street in San Francisco, because that's Twitter headquarters, because I'm frequently on
Really?
Twitter. Yeah, I'm incessantly on Twitter. It's probably a problem.
Do you think you'd fit in well with the San Francisco culture?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. Yeah. Not sure. No.
Why is that?
I don't know. Lots of boots and sweaters, scarves. Not that I'm.
Do you not own any scarves?
No, I don't.
Would you like me to get you a scarf for Christmas?
If you'd like to, sure. Why not?
Okay.
I probably won't wear it just because I don't know.
Well, you'll have to wear it around him, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Otherwise, he's going to feel bad. You don't want to make him feel bad.
Do
See,
I?
From the 469, if she had herpes and she knows, it's not offensive. See, I agree with that.
I don't, but we don't need people to know who she is.
I didn't say who she was.
I understand. Okay, that's fine.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? From the 682, Hooters or Twin Peaks?
From the 214?
New Fine Art.
Yep.
That's a porn place, right?
They have a back room that you can go watch videos.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever gone and watched videos there?
I mean, not alone.
Uh-huh.
What time is it?
I did have
Safe Harbor, buddy. Safe Harbor.
Oh my God.
Can we talk about the herpes lady some more?
No, my wife just texted me and said, "Whoa."
Shut up. Did she really? Well, if you think about it, Adrian,
hold on. I texted her the text exchange I had from earlier with the dude that she was trying to sell me weed.
Oh. Okay.
So I think that's what she was saying. Okay.
Because she's the person who revealed the herpes person.
Oh, my God.
She knew. And like I said, if she knew, other people knew.
See, Kevin, I thought that something like this from the 214, I would retire my jersey at the Valley View AMC. I thought you would retire your jersey at a movie theater.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Dude, you know what it would be then? It would be the Studio Movie Grill off of Spring Valley. I guess technically it's in Dallas. It's just right past 75. It used to be a Lowe's, and that Lowe's opened like when I was in, I don't know, high school or college. So I used to go there all the time. And now the Studio Movie Grill is super convenient to where I live, so I still go there a lot. So yes, either there or the old Richardson 6, which was connected to the Richardson Square Mall before that shut down.
The old Chili's in Casa Linda, back when I was a kid, man. That was where Adrian and I went on our first date. So that would be a place that I would hang my jersey up to. And
very nice.
From the 214, at Midwestern State University. I didn't play sports, but I ran through that school.
Man.
Hmm. Was it cross country?
Yeah, was it jogging or was he streaking?
I would just say be careful if you're going to run through all those people because you never know when you might run into somebody who has herpes.
Right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.